Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Radical Broccoli podcast. Today is a solo episode with me, Annette, and I'm super excited for this one because even preparing and writing down everything I wanted to share today made me feel super inspired all over again. And that is what I hope to give to you in this episode, if you're listening. My intention is for you to feel really inspired at the end, or at least know what to do to get in that place, in that state. And of course, why on earth is inspiration so important? And I actually think it's quite interesting because everything is a little bit different than what we, or at least what I grew up and was brought up to believe, and I will talk more about it. So if it's the first time you're listening, this podcast is about wellness and self-development, running a business as sisters, sustainability, and just truly having a life where you follow your heart. And honestly, we just share everything that goes on in our lives and what we are currently learning or going through and how we manage, basically. We've had this podcast for now, I think, actually 3 years. And it's still my very favorite way of sharing and expressing myself because it just feels good to go so in depth on things and to really be authentic and truthful and just be real. So, as you already know, if you've clicked on this episode, the topic or theme that I wanted to talk about today is inspiration. And inspiration is this, I mean, I think we all have a feeling like what inspiration is, and it actually means in spirit. So you can imagine, like, inspiration is almost, the way I view it, is an idea from the universe, from whatever you believe in, going through your body, guiding you to where, what is your next step. And I think that's such a nice way to look at it. And I read this fantastic book called, I think it was in Big Magic, that books, for example, they come in the form of inspiration. And sometimes if the person isn't ready to do something about that inspired story, then actually that inspiration can go on to another person who was open to receive it. Same with songs. Which I find quite funny to think about. So, why should we take inspiration seriously? For me, inspired action is so much more potent and effective than uninspired action. It's the difference for me between working 10 hours a day just grinding and hustling, or actually working maybe first on your energy, then sitting down, putting in the hours when you feel really inspired, and seeing what happens then. Because I truly believe that when we feel inspired, it means we are in alignment. It means that we are in a place where we can receive the best possible guidance to what we're supposed to do next. And also, inspiration just feels delicious. It's like this fresh breath. It's like, I imagine myself whenever I go into like these art museums. I used to live in Paris, and I would go in art museums like by myself just to look, and it made me so inspired to create and to paint and just to be romantic and to live back in those times where these paintings were made. And I would go home and I would buy this, I don't know what it's called in English, this thing to paint on. And I would be very inspired, basically. I would paint flowers from Monet and I mean, just had fun with it. And for me, that is something that allowed me to connect to my creativity. And honestly, like something that builds self-confidence within me, because it's something I love. It's something I feel like I'm not good at, but you know, it's like I feel like I can do it, like I master it. I'm not a Monet, obviously, but you know, for me, for what I want to do. And it makes me feel so happy whenever I have time and feel inspired to paint something that actually turns out beautiful. And so these are all important things, important emotions. And for me also, painting, just to continue on that example, it really makes me connect to my femininity. I feel very, very grounded. I feel very feminine, very sensual in a way. I really tune into like colors, textures. It's so relaxing, and I can't even put actually a word on what happens, but that's what I mean with inspiration. Like, it literally feels like this idea comes from the universe, or this connection to source or to your higher self, or what you want to call it. And then I don't have to think. It just runs through me. Now, I'd love to feel like this every day, but that is not the case. And I don't think that's the case for all of us, which is actually not even the point. Like, we experience contrast for a reason. And we experience moments of inspiration for a reason. So let's say that the first and most important thing, as we've mentioned in so many episodes, and especially in our book Radical Courage, allow yourself to dream. When we allow ourselves to dream, when we create big visions for ourselves of how we want to feel, of what we want to create, of where we want to go, then it's like we allow our intuition to guide us, because our dreams are not random. They are not random. Like, what we desire, that is meant for us, actually. They're guiding points for what we're stretching for. And it's something we should really honor. And for me, I know sometimes I dismiss my dreams because I almost don't want to get disappointed. I feel like, oh, that's too much work, or I'm never gonna get there, or whatever it is. But then I remind myself, like, the same thing that I'm saying to you right now, our dreams are not random. If you feel a desire towards something, it is meant for you. And I have seen in my own life this happen over and over and over again. Like, I've written down something that I truly want, and boom, like maybe 6 months, maybe a year later, I'm in that situation. And that's when I also remind myself to dream bigger, allow myself to do that. So what happens is that often we see other people, or maybe on social media or friends or something, doing or having something that we truly desire. And this is great, because they are expanding our capability of what we believe is possible. So when we see that something is possible, then we dare to believe that it can be true. And if it's true, it can be true for us as well. So this is the really great thing about social media, or whatever it is that you, where you find people. If we can use it in that positive way, I think it's great. And I also believe that, you know, when you meet somebody who has qualities that you just really admire, it means that you have these qualities within you. You just haven't fully developed them yet. So it's not that you don't have them. It's just something that is there waiting for you to activate. Maybe someone you know is like really outgoing, really standing up for themselves, and you think, wow, I love that, but I don't have that in myself. Well, actually you do. It just has to be worked on. So, back to the dream. When we have this dream, things will rearrange for you to level up, for you to raise your self-worth in order for you to vibrate on a higher frequency so you can meet with that either material or feeling or what it is that you're calling in. So we cannot create or meet something on the same level of consciousness that it was created. And what I mean by that is that if we try to solve a problem with the same attitude and same consciousness that created that problem, like, we will never get anywhere. We need to raise it. We need to find a higher frequency, a better feeling thought, new neuron pathways in the brain. We need to create something new. So if we always do the same, I know many people are routine people out there, but if we do the same every single day, day in and day out, nothing will change. Like, we will stay in the same thought, and we will think the same thought over and over again, and we will create a familiar outcome. So basically, we're living in our past. Instead, what we can do is that we start to make space for inspiration to come through. So, okay, we have the dream. The dream is there. And if you have a dream that you're thinking about right now, I encourage you, I really, really encourage you to pause this podcast and just open up a note on your phone or your computer or where you're listening and write it down. However wild it may seem to you right now, just write it down. And especially, how are you going to feel when you have that thing, or that you are in that place, or you have that job, or what it is? How are you going to feel? And then we have to clear space to allow inspiration to come through. And this is the coolest thing ever. I feel like this is the design of the universe. So if we fill our lives with clutter, with stress, with negative thoughts, with endless to-do lists, which is all really based on low self-worth, then we don't allow inspiration, ideas, or anything new really to come in. So in order to create space for inspiration, a very good place to start is literally decluttering. Like, clean up what you have, clean your space, and I feel like I've said this a lot of times, but it's truly so evident to me that when we move some of the physical stuff, we also move energetically move things, and things start to happen. The ball starts to roll. So clear your space. Next up, clear your calendar. Are you taking any time for yourself? How is your emotions right now? Like, if you really feel emotionally overwhelmed, if you're going through a hard time, it is so important to get help, to write it down, to get curious, to get support. Like, we are not meant to do things alone. We are meant to connect and to be in communities and to help each other. That's why we're all here. We all fit so perfectly into this puzzle. So I cannot explain like how much my life started to change when I started to invest in myself and to get help. And when we start to take more care of ourselves in that way, we start to empower ourselves because we get to know our patterns, we get to know our emotions. We start to understand why maybe we're stuck or blocked in some areas. And we take responsibility. The world is no longer something scary that's out there. We start to see how we create our realities, which is a beautiful thing. So next up, I will say allow yourself to have quiet time. As a projector, I need to spend lots of time alone. And I currently just moved, and I could just feel how everything slowly fell into place again. Because I had my alone time, and I haven't really had that in many months. It is just so important, and I believe that it's important for everyone, because when else do we actually deal with our shit than when we are with ourselves? Like, when can we actually go really, really deep? And when can we start to become our own friend? And more importantly, our own best friend, our cheerleader, than when we are hanging out with ourselves? And I know so many people are super afraid to be alone, but you will never be lonely when you start to connect with yourself, with other things, with the universe. You can be alone and still feel incredibly fulfilled. And that is there available for us all. And when we allow ourselves the space to breathe, to sort it out, to just be curious about who we are as people, it's like we create so much more space for inspiration to come in. Because it imagine trying to come in somewhere where there's just no availability, like there's no room, there's no openness. I almost picture this idea like floating around in the sky and trying to enter into human, and the human is looking down on its phone and running from one meeting to another, then to the gym, then home, then to the kids, then you have to, you know, like, how is that idea supposed to enter at all, and let alone be taken care of? And this has been me like a gazillion times. Sometimes I go weeks without feeling inspired, and then I'm looking at how I'm living and I'm like, oh, okay. I've been super closed. I've been completely cut off. And that's why I've been feeling uninspired and probably also not feeling my best. So then I know what I have to do. And then there's, of course, lots of other things. Spending time in nature is so beautiful. Because, you know, this inspiration, these ideas, they're not super loud. They're actually very quiet, I've noticed. They come gently. And I also get super inspired by, you know, certain things, because I kind of know. I get inspired by certain types of books, by some TV shows, by movies, old movies, for example. I get really inspired being in big cities. And now I feel like, you know, I've been in the jungle for a while, so I'm actually craving like a little bit of city life. And so start to get to know yourself and what makes you feel that, like, I feel so inspired right now. And I also love fashion, inspires me a lot. Having beautiful clothes, doing my makeup, wearing like different jewelry and kind of trying on new looks. Like, there's so much that makes me feel inspired. But I kind of have to work a little bit on it too and remind myself like, oh, these are the things I actually like. And then to the good part. What happens when inspiration comes? So, inspirations, inspired action. For me, I mean, I literally only know how it feels for me because I am not in anybody else's body. But for me, it feels like such a joy of wanting to do something. It can come in the form of having a vision for a photo shoot. And then, of course, I have to take action. But this is inspired action. So, like, I plan, I envision, find the location, shoot, and then, wow, like, there's just another level of quality that comes in over those photos because I felt so inspired. And another example, which I find kind of funny, is last year, in this very time, actually, I think exactly 1 year ago, me and Suze went to Brussels to visit my mom. And, you know, it was lockdown, quarantine, all of that stuff. And pretty dark. And somehow we came over this song on the interweb, Webster, the internet. And we just couldn't stop listening to it. And I don't even know who came up with the song, like, which of us the idea was. But it's the song that was made... No, how was it? No, it's like, it's a song. But the nuns started to dance with it during quarantine to lift people up and to make them happy. There's just something in these lyrics and in this song that... I don't know, there's just something special where I feel like someone must have been very inspired when they made it. And the song is called Jerusalema by Master KJ. And then we had so much fun listening to this song. And then we started to make a dance. And learn the dance and learn the steps. And it was me, my sister, and my mom. And we literally just, like, had the best time. There was no, like, other thing about it. And then we started to film it. And finally, we just nailed the shot. And it was just, like, you could feel the three of us. We had so much fun. We felt super inspired. We just couldn't stop laughing. And posted that on Instagram. And... to this very day, it's our most viewed video and commented video, never the least, that we ever put on the internet. And Instagram is actually a really good example of inspiration because we have noticed, and we know this, that whenever we post just like, oh, we haven't posted in a week, we have to post something, then it's like people, you can feel the vibe. And then when there's something that we're super excited to post, that we've worked on, that we felt so inspired to share, or whenever, you know, we have this emotion or this thought come through that we just really feel strongly that we want to share with the world, then, you know, it's like a completely different story. And you can probably see that in a lot of people's posts. Like, you can feel if they feel inspired or if it's just like, blah. If it's just, yeah, not there. And this is how, like, again, Instagram is great because it shows us all how incredibly intuitive we are, because we do actually pick up the energy and the vibe of the person posting. So yeah, that is inspiration. And it's not like we all have to calculate and like manipulate inspiration to come through. But when we do feel uninspired, it is like a wake-up call, a reminder that we're not open. We're not receptive because we have too much stuff going on emotionally, physically. And you know, sometimes it can also be that we have put off having like a difficult conversation, or this maybe we actually need to do something, like we need to move, we need to change our diet, we need to take some action. And that is also just like this great push from us having a desire, like our desire help guide us. And they help us raise our sense of self-worth. And what inspired action is, it's actually our intuition. It's our intuition guiding us, and our intuition always guides us towards our highest purpose. So that is the beautiful thing, that when we actually take these steps and we receive inspiration, it's actually ourselves, our higher selves, guiding us to our own purpose. And our purpose will always, always, always be something that benefits people around us and the universe and the planet and humanity. Isn't that just the coolest thing to think about ever? I think it's just so amazing. And even though, you know, raising our self-worth, it actually is probably some of the hardest things I've ever done. I'm currently working through some of my oldest, most painful memories that suddenly wanted to come up now, probably because I'm finally ready. And it's just like, I know how I'm gonna feel after I felt the emotions. I've worked through the triggers, and I finally have to find that moment where I decide this is the moment where I no longer believe the story, where I create a new one. And I'm giving myself some time and some space to work on it, but still, I just know it's going to feel absolutely amazing, and it's actually going to change my life forever. It's going to change everything, to be honest. And I'm also getting help. I'm getting a lot of help, because I believe that there are so many people who live in their purpose, who actually their life's mission is to help people like me to go through this, so that I again can help even more people. And yeah, I hope that you now feel inspired, and that you can feel like, if you're being radically honest with yourself, you probably already know where you have to start. So let's say like life is feeling a little bit mundane right now. You're like in a routine, and yeah, it's just like, it's okay, but it's not super. Like, what is it that's missing? Have you been cooking lately? Is making food something you love, for example, and posting it on Instagram? Go and do it. Like, it is for a reason that we feel so good about it. Cannot say it enough, because it's meant for us. And I'm going to challenge myself too, because there are things that I haven't been doing now that I've been living in a different country. And I think it's just such a beautiful invitation for me to feel into, okay, what is it that usually inspires me? And I know already some of the things that I really want to do. Like, I love, for example, creating and having photo shoots that are a little bit different. And yeah, I haven't done that in such a long time, because I've been feeling off, and then my creativity has nowhere to go. So now I'm starting to feel inspired again. There's opening, and I'm ready to go for it. So that was it for me today. Thank you so much for listening. And if you feel inspired, send me a message. I love to hear from you. Love to talk. And if you do actually feel like you have any bigger blocks or things that you're working through, I am working with some clients. I don't take in many at the time, because I really like to work thoroughly and with the people I do, and I'm so grateful for the people that I do get to coach right now. It's absolutely the most honorable thing. Amazing human beings. But yeah, you can also always reach out and yeah, leave us a comment in the podcast app, what you think. It really helps our podcast reach new people, maybe someone who really needed to hear this today. And if you think of a friend that actually needs to hear this, maybe you can send it to him, her, or her as well. Have a freaking beautiful day or a delicious night. And I will see you or talk to you next week. Love you so much. Bye.